I have often heard people talk about open source as something people do part-time, or as a younger person who doesn't require a real job because they are in college or they live at home with their parents. Although, in some ways, this could be true. I mean, I'm a part-timer who contributes or writes open source between the hours of 5 and 9 p.m. most days, and of course on the weekends. I know a few open source people who are young, and are starting to produce a portfolio for their future jobs. Just because you're in open source doesn't mean that your product, idea, or contributions should always be free. Firstly, let's talk about sponsorship. Patreon truly paved the way for sponsorship for your favorite creators. Whether it's an open source creator like myself, or anyone that we've featured on this podcast, or maybe it's your favorite musician who doesn't have a true album or doesn't have a record deal, or a content creator on YouTube or Twitch. Patreon has made it so simple to support them. In a few clicks, you can sponsor someone for as little as a dollar, or up to any monetary amount. I'm sure there's a cap, but either way, it would be a lot of money. The creator can choose to offer incentives for the person sponsoring them. Maybe it's an exclusive episode of your favorite podcast, or as a developer, maybe it's a spot on your landing page for your website or product. The possibilities are endless, but from a creator standpoint, every dollar counts, and being able to make it as simple as possible is great. Another great sponsorship aimed more at the development community is GitHub sponsorship. Although it's currently in beta, it works in a similar fashion to Patreon. Except it's done directly via GitHub, it currently has zero fees, and they're matching dollar for dollar, which is a win-win for developers and people who want to do sponsors. I hear you cry, what about us, the people that contribute? We work hard too. Well, have you ever heard of Issue Hunt? Issue Hunt is a bounty program that pays for all the issues that open source teams and developers need help with. The issues are funded by the community or the owner of the project itself, so you know they're important. The concept is quite simple. A developer hooks up their project to the platform via GitHub, and then a developer can tackle the issues. The issues, once approved as a pull request, you get the money, the bounty. Currently, there are bounties for as little as $5. And go all the way up to $501 as of this recording. Somewhere as simple as fix this little tiny bug or build a very simple sign-on page front-end only to work on this massive multi-threading issue or to create a Windows application from this Mac application. The range is great, and whether you're a seasoned vet or newcomer, there's enough of a range of challenges and difficulty that anyone can give it a shot. And that one is IssueHunt.io. It's fantastic. I use it occasionally to do some work for open source. And it's fun. And another way to earn monetary payment from your open source projects is the App Store or Google Play Store or selling the software that you've created. This might seem weird to someone that doesn't understand open source from the outside. That someone would try and sell their software instead of just giving it away for free. Open source doesn't mean that we would not sell our software. Open source means someone can basically see into your source code. It's transparent so that everybody knows what you're doing. That doesn't mean you can't sell that software. If you offer a sweet Mac application, put it on the store and sell it. If you made a fantastic Android app, put it on the store and sell it. If you created the Windows desktop application, sell it. People who don't know how to compile their own software to create an APK or a DMG or a Windows EXE file will purchase your application. And the people who want to compile their own can do it from your GitHub. This is such a common misconception that people who are researching or getting into open source, I'm not saying it's easy to monetize your software, but you deserve payment if you want it. If you want to give it away for free, then do that too. Finally, the last way I'll cover in monetary this week is software as a service. A good example is IQ Infinity that I'm working on right now. The software itself can just be hosted on a server of your own, or technically you could deploy it to your laptop. The code is available on GitHub, so you can change the code that I've written to better serve your businesses. However, I offer the software as a service. Sign up for a monthly fee of X dollars based upon the revenue and the amount of stores that you have on eBay or Amazon. This means I can basically offer it to a savvy developer who is helping a family member with their small business on Amazon. Or if you don't want to deal with that part where, you know, you have to set everything up and make sure your database is running fine, etc., etc., you can just pay me and I'll do all the work. And then you'll have customer support and tech support too. So there we go. We've looked at a handful of ways to monetize your software in this day and age. It's not always about money. Sometimes it's about offering the community something they need. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Open Source Developer Podcast. Next week, we'll get back to looking at some projects. Cut.